News Center Time 752. We're joined now by State Representative Stephen Meskers from Hartford to the district. Good morning, Representative Meskers.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm filling in for Tony Savino, which I have to tell you is a Herculean task. This is a tough gig that he has, keeping the people of Greenwich informed.
Well, it's not easy, and he does a damn good job. You're 100% right.
Now, I will tell you that I've been in this newsroom long enough to know that the 150th district also, I guess that's a big job for you, representing us up in Hartford. And I know that you were recently with a couple of other state representatives visiting the Boy Scouts.
Yep.
Talk to us about that visit. This is destruction that was from Hurricane Ida. Is that what I'm to understand?
Yeah, you know, it's Hurricane Ida and post. So we go up there because they had lost a footbridge, which paralleled an overpass for the Merritt Parkway. So there's a big overpass, a river or creek runs underneath it, and then there's a parallel to the 90 to the Merritt Parkway, there's a footbridge. And we were able to obtain $250,000 from the state to rebuild the footbridge, which would give them access all around their lake and to a lot of the different activities they do. So the bridge got washed out and damaged, and, you know, we went in there for that. I subsequently went up there yesterday or the day before to take some photos because on the inspection tour, there's problems that I can see in terms of the footings to the Merritt Parkway. So I'm trying to get the Connecticut DOT and talking to, and I'm also spoke to Jim Hunt, the Army Corps of Engineers, or to reach out to them to see if it qualifies as a waterway. Because I think the creek has to be straightened out because it kind of, it's aimed at the footings of the Merritt Bridge. And I'm worried that future rainstorms may cause further damage to the footings of the Merritt Parkway. I keep on saying 95 to Route 50, to 15. And it also, I don't know how you rebuild the footbridge without knowing what the channel looks like that you're going across, because you don't want to rebuild something and have it washed out going forward.
So as an elected official, when you tour a site and you see something like this and you put it down in your notepad, how receptive are the folks in Hartford when you bring this to them?
You know, I'll be frank with you, it's all over the place. When I go to the governor's office, the reception is great. When I go to DOT, it's a mixed bag. Department of Transportation thinks of themselves as a sovereign nation. So we've had a couple of different interactions where I had to explain to them who was working for who. And having worked on Wall Street and on a trading desk, you know, you have to exchange a couple of unpleasantries to get things straightened out sometimes.
That's the diplomatic way of doing it. Well, listen, I appreciate that you do that work for us. I'm guessing you met some scouts?
I met a couple of the scouts. I met the scout leaders. I met some of the board of directors. Incredible group of kids. Incredible activity. They run, you know, they're the two summer camps I visited this year, and I did them. I did both of them with Camp Simmons, which is the Boys and Girls Club, and Seton Camp, which is the Boy Scouts. And both of them are incredible facilities with so much activity and opportunity for our kids. And it's very touching.
We're speaking with State Representative Stephen Meskers, 150th District, Old Greenwich, and we're getting an update. We've been talking a lot about back to school. And, you know, can you give us, how do we look? Are we in good shape?
I think we're in good shape. You know, I think the COVID is, you know, seems to be, I think we're seeing the back end of COVID. Although I'm concerned with air quality issues and people with disabilities, I think my concerns there will be more to make sure that the protocols that our congregate housing for assisted living for our elderly are okay. So on that front, I think we're good. I think on the school front, I have to see what the employment situation looks like. You know, COVID did and the strains of COVID, you know, we did, I think, have a fair amount of turnover in the teaching teaching situation. I think in Greenwich we're well positioned. I have some concerns across the state about quality and staffing and how we're doing it at our school system. But overall, the performance of Connecticut is, educational system is pretty strong. But everybody took a hit during COVID.
In our last minute here together, I understand that Department of Revenue Services Commissioner and I guess former Danbury Mayor, right, Mark Boughton?
Yep, absolutely. Great guy.
Visited the district.
Yep.
For what?
So, one of the issues that I have, and I've run into, a little bit of knocks back and forth with our current BET, is that there's a large amount of pool of money under Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, which is really an infrastructure act more than anything, right? So there's pots of money that are coming down from the state, that from the Fed through the state, and some pots of money that are going through agencies, whether it be the U.S. Department of Transportation directly to municipalities, or even the Department of Health or different organizations directly to municipalities. But they all have a hook. And that hook could be 5, 10, 15, 20, or 30% of the cash needs to be available for these capital projects at the local level. So I brought in Mark to talk with our town administrators and people to get an idea of what kind of projects might qualify for the federal funding. Because I'm concerned that as we do the budget for next year and as we look at interim appropriations, that we have the capital available. You know, if we've got a $10 or $20 million project that's got to get done for infrastructure, whether it be sewage treatment plant or anything, that we have the $2 to $5 million in our bank account to do whatever the match is required. So Boughton is basically, apart from being the Director of Revenue Services and the ex-mayor, right, of Danbury, he is the infrastructure czar for the governor.
I'm so sorry to say this. I just looked up. We're out of time. And okay. I have to tell you, I could talk to you all morning. I hope that next time I'm in this seat, you'll call us with another update. But I really appreciate the update from the 150th District.
I am available anytime you want to do it or at any of the shows. I love the interaction, the opportunity to engage with the public. So
thank you so much. State Representative Stephen Mesker.